Leaders of the new Afghan government are on their way to London. They'll meet with leaders from Western countries that are effectively propping up Afghanistan's economy. Civil society activists from Afghanistan have already been in the UK for days, honing the message they plan to deliver to the Afghan leaders and to the international community. NPR's Ari Shapiro met up with some of them this afternoon.
Women's rights activist Sajia Begum has never been to London before. In the last few days here, she has not bought a single souvenir or visited one tourist attraction. Her days are packed with briefings, workshops, and strategy sessions.
I think if we have a better situation in Afghanistan, we will have the opportunity to do shopping and sightseeing and all this. But for the moment, I think we need to more consider what should be changed in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan is in a moment of transition. There are reasons for optimism. A couple of months ago, a new government was sworn in. On the other hand, most American troops are leaving, and Kabul just had its bloodiest week all year. Activists like Begum feel hopeful and also anxious.
We hope that things will go to the better. But what we have gotten are scared of that maybe if the international community, especially American and other soldiers, leave, what we achieved so far in 13 years or 12 years, we will lose that.
These activists represent a wide range of causes: education, health, government transparency, women's rights. The Afghan government and the international community have made promises to them in the past.
Last time there were commitments, but the commitments were not met.
Naeem Ayubzada directs the Transparency Foundation of Afghanistan. The commitments he's talking about came 2 years ago when Tokyo hosted a conference much like this week's gathering in London. In Tokyo, everyone appeared to be on the same page. People like Ayubzada were optimistic, and then they were disappointed.
The security got worse. The corruption got worse. Nothing is stable. Economic, political, security, nothing is stable in Afghanistan.
Afghans want reassurance, and Western countries plan to give it to them at this conference. Daniel Feldman is the State Department's special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan. He spoke to reporters in a phone briefing.
This conference coming at this moment gives an opportunity for the U.S. and other international partners to reinforce that we remain committed partners to Afghanistan.
And it's also an opportunity for Afghanistan's new president to describe his vision of what comes next. That vision requires money, hundreds of millions of dollars from Western countries.
It is a hard sell, you know, saying we should continue to provide resources for a distant country which has already absorbed so many resources.
Michael Keating of the Chatham House think tank used to work for the UN in Afghanistan. He says if you want the argument for continuing to invest in the country, just look to Iraq.
If you don't take the time to help countries strengthen their own ability to build accountable institutions and functional security forces and all the rest of it, you will pay a price.
Or as Afghan women's rights activist Frozen Mashal puts it,
they better know that how the problem in Afghanistan affect them because the experiences they had passed.
Of course, she's referring to 9/11, which she describes as a lesson learned for everybody. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.